Good afternoon, morning, or evening. This is your host, Jordan Ann Quiverins. I just wanted to leave this message up top to say, hey, this is a bonus episode. It's a special episode. This is the first episode of our Vasa Obscura miniseries, where we play the game The Quiet Year by Avery Alder. The series has been coming out in monthly installments on our Patreon, and the rest of the series will be Patreon exclusive. But this episode we're putting up on the main feed because we weren't able to put out a regular episode this week, because we were at WizCon, a feminist, queer, sci-fi, fantasy convention in Wisconsin. It was super fun. If you heard about our show because of WizCon, welcome! Hey, it was great to meet you, talk to you all. It was a fun time. Special thanks and shout out to Kit, who I know listened to the show and was a co-chair at WizCon. Actually, don't know if they're going to listen to this episode because they're a patron and they've already heard it, but if you are listening, Kit, thank you for all your hard work. The convention was a great time. So that's pretty much it. I hope you enjoy this episode. If you want to hear the rest of the episode, you can find us on patreon.com/threeheartscast. For as little as $1, you get bonus content every month on the 25th. Check it out. I think we are worth your while. And yeah, that's it. I'll get out of your hair. See you in 2 weeks. Enjoy the episode. Things get really wild. Good afternoon, morning, evening, or other. I don't know, maybe you have different time where you are.
Maybe you're listening caught in a time rift, you know.
Maybe you're listening from the ISS and like, you know, time's weird.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope you have one listener from the ISS at least. Anyway, welcome to Three of Hearts. We're a podcast, a TTRPG podcast that normally uses the game Space Kings. But today, on our first ever bonus episode, kind of. We had episode zero, but like our first and not... I'm really bad at this. We're playing The Quiet Year by Avery Alder.
Because it also uses cards.
It also uses cards. That's our prerequisite. One day we may break that prerequisite, but today is not that day.
Tomorrow might be, though.
Like... Tomorrow could... I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I am your... one of their hosts, Jordan Quiverins.
Hey,
my
Jordan.
Pronouns are they, them.
And where could we find you online if that was the thing we wanted to do?
Oh, we're doing that here? Yeah, you can find me online at Jordan Quiverins.
Dope. Who else is on this podcast, do you think?
I have to introduce you guys too? Wow. Okay. So much work.
You could just pick somebody. I mean, I just feel like that's better than all of us staring silently waiting for somebody.
Yeah, sure. I'll introduce my special guest, our special guest first. We have a non-usual host. Today is a special Four of Hearts episode.
Ooh, unusual host.
Hello.
Unusual host. Yeah, that's my partner, Crimson.
Yes, Crimson Quiverins. Pronouns are they, them. I'm going to pass it to Essay.
Excellent. Good.
Yeah.
I was staring at Essay like, you? Me? What?
Yeah. Well, you see, that's the thing about like video calls is the eye contact doesn't quite work the same.
No, it doesn't.
Yes. Hi. My name is Essay. You can find me on Twitter at Essay Hex. That is ESSAYHEX. My pronouns are she, her. And that leaves Ela.
And this is Ela Alexi. My pronouns are he or they, and you can find me online at Ela Alexi, ILAALEXEI.
Which you should definitely do if you like the art for our podcast, because Ela is our artist.
That's true.
Yes.
Is true. I have done the art.
I was going to say, I can't wait for Essay to have to make something workable of this intro, but it's going to be me. I'm editing the bonus episode.
Yeah, no, I run a tighter ship when it's my audio.
Essay no longer gives a fuck.
Yeah. No flashcards, no placards, no applause, no signs. Like, you're just, it's all on you, Jordan. You get what you get.
Damn.
Cruel world we live in. As you may have noticed, unlike the regular episodes, no one introduced any characters up top. That is because in the game The Quiet Year, we do not play a character, we play a whole community. The way this game works is that you basically play a community that is facing some kind of hardship. It's typically set post-apocalyptic. That's not quite going to be the case here. But you have some scary event in the future that you need to prepare for. And the game is broken into the four seasons, and you draw from a deck of cards, and They give you two questions that you have to answer about your community. So yeah, every turn in the quiet year is a week of the year. So 52 cards in a deck, 52 weeks in a year. During each week, we draw a card and we have to answer its prompt. In addition to that, we get to take an action, which is either going to be discover something new, holding a discussion, or starting a project. And I'm going to go over each of those now. If you start a project, you basically explain something that the community is working on. So yeah, your three actions, working on projects, holding a discussion, or discovering something new. If you choose to work on a project...
It's start a project, not work on a project. You don't have to spend an action to work on it.
That is true. Every turn, the projects go down by one. You choose a number of weeks the project to take, between 1 and 6 weeks. And if you discover something new, it is just what it says. And instead of actively doing a project, someone in the community stumbles across a location or a resource. And resources can be things that are like metaphysical too, like unity.
The power of friendship.
The power of friendship.
The fifth element.
Some example projects that it gives are converting a mineshaft into a cold food storage, killing those wolves. Whoa, we're going to sacrifice a newborn on the night of the full moon to appease the Windwalkers. I don't think that's going to be happening on our show.
You just said we're co-equal GMs.
Yeah,
you're right. Some examples of discovering something new include, there's a dried up well located at the edge of town. Mangy wolves have been stalking around the woods. There's a broken down water wheel a mile upstream. A strange wailing noises are coming from the forest at night. And a self-declared prophet arrives. And the kind of the most interesting thing is the start a discussion, or hold a discussion. Because in this game, we are not supposed to be giving each other feedback on the way we feel about the various projects and discoveries we're doing. Because the rules of the game are as such to exemplify the difficulty of managing a community. And not everyone's always on the same page. So when you feel like things need to be talked about, then you hold a discussion and you get to share your viewpoints with each other. When you hold a discussion, starting with yourself and going clockwise, everyone gets to weigh in once, sharing a single argument comprised of 1 to 2 sentences. If you open with a question, you get to weigh in last. If you open with a declaration, you only get one comment.
Instead of clockwise, can we go alphabetical just so we're not like fumbling over order every time?
Sounds good. And so some example conversations include, should we retaliate against the bikers? Could we use the school bus as a sleeping area for the village children? So all of that, so that's kind of the basics of the rules. We'll kind of get through them more as we play the game. But in terms of the setting, this is set in the world of Three of Hearts, Bicycle. This is set around 30 years before the start of the podcast. Agent Sval and Spar are just little tykes at this time, will not be featured in this story.
Little babbies.
Little babbies.
Sir's not appearing in this film.
Yes.
Sir's not appearing in this film. This is set during the oft-mentioned war against the tyrant Morpholomew, who is the inventor of biomancy, the means of magically altering yourself that have revolutionized the world in terms of being able to churn your body into your perfect vision, whether that means, transitioning your gender or becoming a bird person, or healing medical ailments as well. However, there's a terrible loophole in biomancy, which is that the biomancer who alters you is then able to exert control over you from then on if they choose. Most people who do biomancy are not evil and do not take advantage of this loophole. But unfortunately, the person who has done the most biomancy in the world, Morpholomew, is a real bastard. As a revenge against the so-called normies of the world who have been cruel to a lot of people, to a lot of the altered people, has started an army to, like, overthrow the normie status quo. However, when people were like, whoa, Morpholomew, you're too extreme, he started, well, mind-slaving people to enhance his army, and basically went on a power-hungry conquest throughout the entire world.
So he was the meme that's like, oh, you don't like what I'm doing? I'm going to do the thing more.
Yes, that's exactly correct.
Okay.
And so during the time before Morpholomew, the different species of bicycle were largely didn't hang out a whole lot. So, like, especially the elves were very isolated people. At the time of this story we're telling, Vasa Natura, the capital of the elven kingdom inside the vast forest of Silvala, is really one of the only normie cities remaining.
What do you mean by normie
city? We shouldn't say normie. We should say non-taken over by Morpholomew city.
No follow me.
No follow me.
Uh-huh.
And yep. Yeah, so people are flocking there because it's the last refuge, really. However, the people of Vasa Natura are a little paranoid about letting people in because, well, anyone could be altered because you don't have to be visibly altered. And so anyone is a potential mind slave of Morpholomew. And so as a result, they are allowing people to stay in the large glade around Vasa Natura, but they're not allowing people into the city at this time. So we're going to be following the story of sort of the refugee camp, for lack of a better term, around Vasa Natura. And just to give some scale for those of us looking at this map right now, assume this glade is like 10 miles across. It's very, very big. Forest of Silvala spans hundreds of miles, and the city of Vasa Natura itself is quite large. The way things work, before the game begins, we must establish some facts about the community. I already did some of that, but everyone introduce one detail about local terrain. So that could be a building, a natural structure, etc., etc. Does anyone have something they would like to add first?
If you go first, I'll go second.
Okay. All right, sounds good.
I just like want like a grounding idea.
Yeah, that's fair. There is an area to the south of town that no one's quite sure why. There's just a field of like dark magic that prevents any plant life from growing there. It's kind of a bald spot in the grassy field surrounding Vasa Natura. And it's quite sizable. We'll say it stretches like half a mile in any direction. So it's the big circle I just put on the map.
And is it perfectly circular? Because that could be a weird, fun thing.
It is perfectly circular.
Cool.
So that is to the southwest corner. It's the bottom left-hand corner of our map.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So to the southeast, or the bottom right-hand corner, there is a tall watchtower, decrepit, that goes higher than the trees, but is sized for pixies.
Amazing.
I love that.
I don't draw with mice, so this is going to be pretty ugly.
Yeah, mice drawing is hard.
Go ahead and keep talking, and I will draw. You see where it will be.
I'm going to throw a river in. Okay. You always need a river.
You always need a river. Rivers are important.
I'm going to say that there is maybe like an older house on the north side, and kind of not to the woods yet, but like a little cabin maybe hasn't been used for a while.
Yeah, sounds good. I'm going to say just Ela's drawing this river. It is a sizable river that goes through most of the glade. It should be.
And also, if we are establishing buildings, I think we should say what race they are sized for, approximately, because we have giants, humans, halflings, and pixies, and sort of halflings and humans could sort of share buildings, but pixies versus giants is a little
yeah, different. I would say probably around the human halfling size. Okay. Shapes on this map, and I cannot figure out how to erase them.
You can just drag over it, and it should select them all when you're using the pointer tool.
There you go.
Yep. So is this green square, is that your building?
Yes.
Okay. But one more thing before we start the game proper, we each have to declare a resource that is important to the town or the camp. So some examples are clean drinking water, a source of energy, protection from predators, adequate shelter, and food. So we each declare one that we think is important, and then at the end we get to pick one of them that is abundance and the rest are scarce.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got this big river.
Yeah, but I think it's supposed to be something that's not already clearly on the map.
Okay.
But at the same time, like, every time you declare something, they want you to draw something. Are we supposed to declare something separate from what we've already drawn? I can't remember.
Yes, it's new. Right now it's a new thing. But you don't have to do the drawing until we decide if it's abundant or scarce. So, you know, you can reflect that in your drawing somehow.
I've got one.
Okay.
Medicinal flowers.
Oh.
Damn it, Essay. I was thinking magical herbs.
Beat you to it.
Yes, you did.
Oh, yeah. I was going to add something. I was going to add something important. In winter, there is a card that essentially ends the game.
Immediately.
And yes. And in this game, that is going to represent when Morpholomew eventually attacks this city. So that is the thing we are in fear of and preparing for. And the events of this game are going to establish how well we fare from that. Because even though it is canon in the game that Vossa Natura still exists, for all we know, that Vossa Natura is built on the ashes of this Vossa Natura. So we shall see.
All right.
I think leadership is a resource we can talk about here, because the actual government of Vossa Natura has shut everyone else out. And so we're going to have to figure out the system out here to keep chaos from breaking out. So I'm going to say leadership if people are cool with that.
Mm-hmm. I'll say, what about like some type of protection from the outside sources, maybe animals?
So you're saying like safety as a resource?
The safety, yeah.
Okay.
How about some food? Just generic, but except for that one area where the crops don't grow, there's not that issue in this surrounding kind of glade.
Right. So you're saying maybe that could be our abundance?
Yeah. Potentially.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, I think I can agree that food would be very important to this community, especially, again, they don't have access to the city. So yeah, we can go food.
Now we gotta draw all those things.
Now we gotta figure out, well, we have to decide which one is in abundance.
Right.
Is it one in abundance and the rest in scarcity, or vice versa?
One in abundance, the rest in scarcity, yes.
You got it. I'm gonna start a Google Doc, I guess, that's so we can keep track of that kind of thing.
Good idea.
How many apps can we use for one game? Let's find out.
So maybe since this river is out here, maybe there we have food in abundance, like growing along the river.
Fishies would also be food.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think food makes a lot of sense as a abundance in this situation. Are we good with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's zoom in and draw some fish.
And then, yeah, our abundance and scarcities can change over the course of the game as things happen. In fact, they definitely will change throughout the game as things happen. All right, abundance, food, scarcities, protection, leadership, medicinal herbs.
Flowers. Medicinal flowers.
Medicinal flowers.
I don't know if it makes a difference, but I think Crimson had said safety rather than, I think he said
protection.
Something that different. Yeah. I don't know if those are two different
that very well
ideas.
Could be.
I would say I was thinking more like protection, like a way, almost like a barrier. Mm-hmm. Against like
yeah.
weather or animals. So
like
yeah,
a wall.
Protection.
Yeah. Okay.
This is supposed to be wheat. Don't judge my mouse skills.
It does look like wheat.
It's been a long time since I've had to draw with a mouse. Thank you for saying my candles look like wheat.
Am I supposed to draw a scarcity of protection?
Mm-hmm.
You draw like a broken fence, maybe.
That's what I was thinking. So there's people in Vossa Natura and they've just shunned us and we're just out here chilling.
Yes.
Okay.
Probably not chilling.
Probably not chilling.
And maybe. Maybe somebody's
yeah,
chill.
You know what? Maybe someone's chill.
You're in a glade. You got some food.
You're right. What's not to chill about?
Definitely not the war that's being fought over your existence.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm not fighting the war. Not my problem.
So I'm just drawing a few fences just around the border. Whatever's left, there's a few of them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I've drawn the ugliest flowers I've ever seen.
And that's why they're scarce, because no one wants to look at them.
Oh, there's the flowers. Okay, I see them.
You see, I was inspired by the flowers that are already on the map, so...
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just tucked my flowers over by those flowers.
So now we're going to play the game, going one by one, and drawing from the spring deck and doing what it says. Crimson, do you feel comfortable taking the first turn?
If sure.
In alphabetical order. Okay. So yeah, click on the spring deck and roll 20 and see what we get.
Okay, drawing one card. It's four of hearts.
Hey.
Whoa. That's
you did
it's auspicious.
It.
Yes.
Roll credits.
That's it. It's we're a done. Crit.
Yes. Should I? Am I reading it?
Yes.
Okay, probably, because I'm going to answer it. Mm-hmm. Spring, heart for heart. What important and basic tools does a community lack? Or where are you storing your food? Why is this a risky place to store things?
Oh, no. Mm.
I'm going to say we probably don't have tools like to build structures. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's very woody here out here with the forest around us.
Right, right.
But
so you're saying we like don't have metal tools?
Yeah.
Okay, we can put metal tools under scarcity. Is that what you're trying to get at? I'm not trying to answer the question for you.
Yes, metal tools.
Okay. So yeah, if your question correlates to a drawing on the map, you can do one, but I think this one it makes more sense to just add metal tools to scarcities. The next phase of your turn would normally be that the project times get reduced, but we don't have any projects yet. So now you get to either start a project, make a discovery, or hold a discussion.
Okay. How do I do those things?
You just say that you do them. So if you start a project, you can think of a project that would be important for the community and how long it would take, and you declare that project. If you want to hold a discussion, you just choose a topic to talk about, and we talk about it with one or two sentences each. Or if you discover something new, you can just say something that gets discovered.
I want to start a farm kind of near the river, maybe to the left of it. Start a project.
Sounds good. How many weeks do you want to put that? Between 1 and 6 weeks?
I would say 5 weeks.
Okay.
I said farm. I'm thinking more of like a garden type food growing area. Yeah.
Would it actually be a greenhouse?
A little green house.
I guess you can think about that when it resolves, but...
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess it depends what... It depends really what resources we get in the next 5 weeks.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's kind of how you're supposed to look at it. So, good. All right, so that is Crimson's turn. Next in the alphabet is an essay.
I've drawn the Five of Hearts. There is a disquieting legend about this place. What is it? Or alarming weather patterns destroy something. How and what?
Yikes.
The alarming legend is that there are sapient and sentient crocodiles that live in the river.
Great.
And
wonderful.
They can walk like a man walks, like up on their back legs.
Amazing.
Walk like
and
a man.
That's just Florida.
Talk like a man.
Yes.
And are you introducing gator folk to our community?
I'm not introducing the legend of gator folk. And people swear that their clothes go missing off the clotheslines, and they're later seen like crocodiles wearing like little jaunty hats. And
so this is reminding me both of the crocodile in Princess and the Frog and the frogs in what's
over
the name
garden
of that?
Wall?
Yes, over the garden wall.
I mean, it's kind of, they're like more feral than either of those, right? Okay. Like they're not, like they haven't fully formed like a crocodile society. They're still living in the river. But
yeah,
like,
but they are stealing.
But they are stealing and wearing hats jauntily.
Yes. Well, yes. It's because, I mean, it might just be jaunty because of the shape their head is.
Okay, fair. A crocodile cannot wear a hat not jauntily. Noted.
It's tough. Yeah. Now you'd need like a chin strap involved.
Is Essay going to draw us a crocodile now is what I want.
With a fancy hat.
Essay is going to make some marks on the map and you will interpret them as a crocodile. All right. And then a project, a discovery, or a discussion?
Yes. And also Crimson's project goes down to 4 weeks.
Yes.
I would like to start the project of a city watch. I mean, not much of a city, but a community watch, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Unclear whether we're guarding against strangers or the forest or the crocodiles or the hats.
Those
but
hats.
Start gathering and training a force.
I want you to draw one of those little signs in neighborhoods with like the big eye on it.
Yeah, done. That's what's going to happen.
X.
And I think that takes 3 weeks.
Okay.
Cool.
It is the Elameister's turn.
The Elameister. Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
We've always called you.
Yes, always. The Ten of Spring. There's another community somewhere on the map. Where are they? What sets them apart from you? Or what belief or practice helps to unify your community? So there's going to be another community. They're going to be up in this area, the top right area.
Okay.
What sets them apart is they do not live on the ground. They live in the trees. They don't like to be in the open glade.
Okay. So are these, like, regular humanoids, or is this some kind of special creature that makes up this community?
Don't know. You haven't been able to see them. Okay. These are ninja folk. That's the
perfect answer. I feel like between Marielda and then and the Winter and Hieron, like, there's a lot. There's a lot of tree dwelling going on in Friends at the Table.
I was thinking about some fanfic I've read involving elves.
Or trelves, as one might call
them. Trelves, you know, the troll-elf hybrid. Yeah.
I said trelves like they're weird, but like that's for a pretty normal elf trope is elves living in trees. Popularized by both Lord of the Rings and that cookie company I can't think about right now. They're not sponsoring us, so I don't even have to know their name.
Yeah, don't say their name. No, we're sponsored by Toll House this week. I am attempting to make a little ninja over in the tree here.
Good, good.
A little ninja face.
And then, Elo, you need to either hold a discussion, start a project, or discover something new.
I'm going to hold a discussion, which is going to start, I guess, maybe someone that is somewhat in a position of leadership. You know, I think the leadership in this community is a little rough and ragged. They're going to say that we need to get more information about these crocodiles because we need to know whether or not they're a threat to our community. Okay. There you go. That's the floor.
And we go in alphabetical order. So from Ela or from...
I would say from Ela. So that would make Jordan...
All right. Yeah, another community member, a halfling in a trench coat.
Two halflings in a trench coat, please.
No, just one. Just one.
Aw.
Which could be...
It's a really long trench coat, so you know that he's hoping for the two.
Or he just needs a friend.
Or is it three pixies in a trench coat, making up one halfling? The trench coat can still be really long.
It's not clear. And they say... was this posed as a question or was this posed as a statement?
A statement. We need to learn more about these crocodiles because they're a threat.
My fear is that if we let the crocodiles know we're onto them, they will retaliate against us. Crimson.
Okay. I'm going to suggest as a pixie over here that one of my pixie friends, maybe we infiltrate their hats so that they don't know and we can hear their conversations without letting on that we're onto them.
The Red Hat Society. Holy yes.
Fuck. A suspiciously scaly human in the corner wearing like a lot of robes with maybe a weird shaped nose sticking out is like, yeah. We should definitely investigate them up in the northeast, northwest part is where they love to be investigated.
And the man, I can't say anything else, the man at the front that started this conversation is just nodding like, this guy gets it.
Fuck.
For reference, that's the corner of the map I have drawn the crocodiles in.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, I
for
see sure. it.
Yeah. Wait,
that's so good, Essie.
It's a very good crocodile. I love him.
Okay, it is my turn now. I have drawn the Queen of Spring, the Queen of Hearts. That's how I can think of myself.
You critted again.
Yeah, I did. what is the most beautiful thing in this area, or what is the most hideous thing in this area?
Obviously the crocodile's hats.
Is that beautiful or hideous?
Beautiful. I attempted to give your croc a hat.
Oh, that is pretty jaunty. Mm-hmm. Well done. Thank you.
A pixie could definitely fit in there.
The most beautiful thing in this area is actually a half-elf man named Claudio.
A man? In a guest that Jordan's in?
That I know. Jordan's running?
You know, it's shocking but true. He's very pretty, long flowing hair, chiseled,
those always cheekbones. Wears like...
Got great cheekbones, always wearing like a V-cut, like flowy.
The booty.
Almost blousy. The booty is impeccable. So I'm going to be drawing Claudia on the map here shortly.
Draw an extremely handsome man, Jordan. Do it.
Greatest challenge of my life.
Just copy paste Dracula from Castlevania.
Yes.
Or whoever the blonde one is. Find me Alucard. A Castlevania.
Yeah, Alucard.
Yes, they literally had the name backwards, but
you
yes.
The name backwards.
I would argue that it is they who have the name backwards, literally. I was just pronouncing his name forward, as it is traditionally.
Ah, yes, well.
Well, Dracula is in Castlevania. He's Alucard's dad,
that's the
dad,
thing
I
you
believe.
Don't know, Essay, is that Dracula and Alucard are both separate characters.
I mean,
Alucard is his son.
Then Alucard is clearly his middle name that he goes by because
yes, true. Essay true. Please, why is
please
Essay
Dracula
muted?
Is my father.
She's mad about Alucard.
Did someone time out Essay for her Castlevania ideas?
Evidently, I'm being oppressed.
Ela is mansplaining Castlevania to Essay.
No, I was in the middle of making a no, please, Dracula is my father joke.
Oh, good.
And that's what I got put in baby jail for.
That's fair.
Meanwhile, Kate Beaton, men turning gay.
Claudio is extremely beautiful and everyone likes to look at him. So I am going to reduce the projects now. No one, nothing finished quite yet. I am going to start a project of my own, which is that we are going to investigate those damn alligators, crocodiles. You know, I think the pixie had a good plan with the hat situation. That scaly altered man recommended that we check out the northwest of the map. So that's where we're going to conduct our pixie-based sting operation. So I'm just going to go ahead and draw pixie over here while somebody else takes their turn, which I guess is going to be Crimson.
Okay, I got... The three of spring. Someone new arrives who, or two of the community's younger members get into a fight. What provoked them? I'm going to say...
It was the lack of anime knowledge that they got into a fight over.
Oh my god.
Hmm.
With the power of
Castlevania is technically a video game.
I mean, but it has been made into an anime.
Yeah, but it's primarily a video.
But then again, do you call it an anime if it's not from Japan?
Yes. That's what we're fighting about.
Yeah, yeah. Subs versus dubs.
Yes. No, I'm going to say two younger kids, like it's like a giant child and a human, and they were over in the northeast area where there's someone living there, another community, and they're fighting about what's up there because they can't really see anything. They hear noises. Yeah, so that's what they're fighting about over there. So I am going to try to make a discovery for some supplies for the project.
Okay.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I want to go out to find, maybe get some long wood so we can make like a little structure and leaves for covering.
Which project? So what do you discover? Like when you say you make a discovery, you just tell us like what you discover. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to bring back lots of like maybe long tree trunks, pieces of logs, some big leaves. And do they have plastic? I'm going to say maybe like a cloth or something that we can put over the top of like the roof.
So is this something you went out and like trees were chopped down, or is this a discovery that you made? Like you found like this abandoned in the woods somewhere?
Like abandoned somewhere.
Okay. Essay, your community watch project is complete. So how does that resolve?
So that is a bunch of the most paranoid and most suspicious members of the community end up collecting little caches of weapons.
Are they
and
suspicious
setting up-
because they're suspicious of other people, or are they suspicious because they're acting suspiciously?
A little from column A, a little from column B.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, well, they are suspicious of others, and their reaction to that is to get weapons together and, like, go prowling around and looking inside people's windows. So, like, you know, the one leads to the other. And they set up regular patrols and, like a designated center to go to.
Okay.
So meet under these trees if you need some proto-fantasy cops. Some fantasy troubling. Proto-cops.
Troubling, troubling. I'm trying to draw, like, the eyes emoji looking at Claudio over here. I don't know what eyes look like, though. That's my main problem. I've never had them myself, you know?
Typically, you see people draw the whites of the eyes first and then add in the iris and pupil.
For some reason, I made these eyes black and the pupils are going to be white, so...
Okay.
We're just going to live with the choices that I've made.
Got some black Scalara in there. Fun times.
Okay, so that was Crimson's turn.
Does that mean it's the Ela turn again?
I mean, it's the Ela turn. No, wait, nope. I mean, it's the Essay's turn.
Nope. Yeah, E does come before, like, between those two letters, huh?
By the way, where is your Community Watch headquarters?
I have not yet drawn it, but I'm putting them in the little treehouse that exists on the map already over by the ninjas.
Okay, great. Great, great. Over by the ninjas.
I mean, our trolls. All right. I have drawn the Eight of Spring. An old piece of machinery is discovered. Broken, but perhaps repairable. What is it? What would it be useful for? Or, an old piece of machinery...
Read it.
Oh, I already know where I'm going. Sorry. An old piece of machinery is discovered. Cursed and dangerous.
Oh no, a cursed dildo?
How does the community destroy it? Washed downstream from the crocodile nest.
Oh no.
In the northwest corner.
Mm-hmm.
Is an ancient contraption, rusted, made of metal, that, like, looks as if it were a bicycle intended for a four-legged creature.
Bless.
With tiny, tiny legs.
Thank you, Essay, for this food.
And it seems as if it were in good working condition, it could possibly make some crocodiles go very fucking fast.
Is this like a motorcycle or like a bicycle?
No, it's a bicycle. It's a crocodile powered bicycle. But like
they
know,
would go faster on it than just themselves normally.
Well, they're pretty fast in water, and like they can do fast. In, like, short amounts on land.
Okay.
But can you imagine, like, a croc just, like, coasting downhill towards you?
Terrifying.
Terrifying.
Mouth open. Just ready to chomp at whatever he passes by.
Yeah, not even wearing his stupid little hat anymore.
Nope.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so that's the cursed.
He's not wearing his little jaunty hat because now he has a helmet. He bicycles safely.
How do we destroy it?
The community takes it apart for scrap. Even though, okay. Like, it's rusted down, you know, you could still, like, shove it under something, like, for, like, something like rebar, where you make it, like, the core of a different building material. So, yes, it is dismantled, and the gears are put to use doing gear things, such that no four-legged creature can ride it again.
It's cold.
Beautiful.
I should start a project or a discussion or make a discovery, huh?
Mm-hmm. So phase two is where the project dice go down, and those both went down to one. So nothing this turn, but next turn.
What is this over here, by the way? The stuff on the left side of the river.
I'm building my greenhouse.
Okay, cool. I was wondering if that's what it was.
I'd like to start a project to put together a petition to the city of Asa Natura. To say, hey.
Let us in. Let us in.
Okay. So how long do you think that's going to take?
Let's do 1 week of, like, intensive all-day meetings.
Yep, sounds good.
So many projects. I'm going to finish next week.
Mm-hmm. Vasa Natura petition, 1 week. Do you want to... Well, we'll say it. You can get into that when it resolves, which will be very shortly. Okay, so is that your turn?
I believe so.
All right, It is Ela's turn. Yep, it's Ela's turn.
Well, I hope it's my turn because I just drew the Two of Hearts. There's a large body of water on the map. Where is it? What does it look like? Or there's a giant man-made structure on the map. Where is it? Why is it abandoned? I think we're going to go for large body of water. As for where it is, so when I was drawing the river earlier, I kind of accidentally made this little area. And I wanted to fill it in, but I wanted that to be like a move on its own. So here we are. So we've got this big lake, okay, which is where the crocodile nest is.
Okay. Presumably.
Presumably.
If there's crocodile.
I mean, we've seen at least one crocodile there because we've got the guy with the jaunty hat there.
So are there any special features about this lake? Because it does say what does it look like. Is there anything that stands out about it?
The special feature is it's a crocodile nest.
That's fair.
The special feature. Okay. You know what? Fine. You want to ask that question, Jordan? Are you sure? I don't know how we know this or if we know this yet, but there's a part of it that goes underground.
Okay. All right.
It's like this hidden alcove area.
Okay. Yeah, I think that if you say that, then we know it. So I think it's maybe discovered as part of the crocodile investigation that is going on. So we have three projects resolving on this turn. So we're going to go through them before Ela does his part three of his turn. So we're going to go in the order they were started. So greenhouse resolves. Crimson, what happens?
Okay, so the greenhouse was built. It's not really a greenhouse. Since it's made with wood, it's hard to like keep the temperature inside. Mm-hmm. But we've got these lines over here are like different plots with different plants, probably have some of the medicinal plants that were found, maybe some wheat and maybe some fruits or something.
Okay. So I think we can move medicinal flowers into abundance. Okay. So we have some more food. We have medicinal flowers. Sounds good. Okay, the crocodile investigation. How does that resolve? Normally, I'm sure.
In a totally regular fashion, definitely.
Okay. All right. Unfortunately, it ends with us receiving a missive from the crocodiles.
Oh, they have their own way of writing as well. Mm-hmm.
So, So it's actually found in the community, the neighborhood watch headquarters, underneath that tree. It's nailed to it, and it's a picture of the pixies that were sent undercover into the hats.
Oh no!
They're tied up. Yeah, that maybe implying they're willing to negotiate for their return. We don't exactly know, but that is where the situation currently stands.
They're wanting to negotiate the return of the pixies to them, or what?
The crocodiles currently have the pixies.
Right. What do the crocodiles want?
We don't know.
They just sent us this picture of tied up pixies? Are we sure it's not, like, what they're into?
No, we're not. We're not sure. But it was given to the most paranoid and dangerous members of our town.
Good.
Of our little camp. So great. I do think that there are murmurs of going to war with the crocodile people. Episode so far, thank you so much for your support via Patreon. It seriously means a lot to us. Very surprised by how much support we've already gotten after just a few episodes of our show. Glad that it's clicking with people, glad you're enjoying our stuff. So you've been listening to us play The Quiet Year by Every Alder. I will link that in the description for this episode on Patreon so you can find more information about the game. It's a very fun game. As always, our music is by Louis Zong, who you can find online on social media at Everyday Louis or at their website, louiszong.com. Their Bandcamp is linked in the description. Music used in this episode, we have our intro, Here Comes the Gator Man. Our midtro is Swamp Strut. And our outro is Country Croc. Are you noticing a theme yet? all these songs are appropriately off the album Gators. Last thing, I just gotta give a special shout out to our special guest, my spouse, Crimson Dylan Jamie Hex Von Quiverns, who is even more lovely than their name is long. They can be found online at Crimson Q on Twitter. That is Q-U-E-U-E, like you're waiting in a line. That will be linked in the description also. Thank you so much for listening. Without further ado, get back to the episode, and we'll have another one of these out for you next month. How does it go with our petition to Vasa Natura?
Poorly. Sorry, I just finished drawing the dismantled bicycle. They like won't even let us in past the main gate. Doesn't matter how hard we worked on all of our lovely
crafts.
Nope. Our diplomatic phrasing and like somebody like dug up some parchment to like write on. They're like, you look like you're scruffy and might be being mind controlled. Like, we can't tell. Also, like, those look kind of like crocodile bites taken out of your clothes. And I just, that's not the sort of thing we allow in this city. So it is fruitless.
So this city is crocodile racist? Is that what you're telling me?
Crocophobic. There's a word for crocodiles and alligators and, like, their genus or whatever.
Yes, there is, but I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Crimson, you're from Florida. What is it?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
I never remember it because it's like, not super intuitive.
I could not have anticipated how crocodile-focused this game has turned out to be.
The internet says the fear of reptiles is herpetophobia.
Yeah, but are they reptiles?
Yes, it says...
Oh, yeah, they're in Reptilia.
Turtles, alligators, crocodiles.
Wait, they're featured in the song Reptilia by... Fuck, who does Reptilia?
The Strokes. And yeah,
yes.
One of the bassists is an alligator or a crocodile. Yeah.
All right, Ela, it is still your turn. So you get to choose to hold a discussion, make a discovery or project.
I know occasionally bad stuff can happen if we don't have projects in this game. I just always hate starting projects because I hate making decisions. But
what are these little wheels over by the gate?
Oh, they're the dismantled bicycle.
Ah, beautiful, beautiful.
Okay. Wow, the bicycle's all the way over there. Oh, because we found it and we scrapped it. That's
yeah,
right. Yeah. We rendered it harmless.
Yes, I see. Who's to say they don't have more?
Yeah, nobody. But at least this one is in our hands.
Okay, I just said all that about starting a project. I'm not going to.
Okay.
Changed my mind. I'm going to discover something new. I want to have something to do with these ninjas.
Both crocodiles and alligators are crocodilians.
Mm-hmm. Isn't there, like, some other similar creatures?
Yeah, like caimans are in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have we resolved the investigation into these guys up here? I can't remember.
The ninjas?
Yeah.
No, we haven't investigated them at all.
Oh, okay. I think one day what happens is this kid is going exploring in the woods like you do when you're a kid and you're unstoppable. And they go up into this area of the woods and they discover, and I'm imagining, I'm sure there's other references to it in media and whatnot, but I'm just kind of picturing the elaborate housing and structures that are in the movie Hook, with all the kids kind of set up in the trees.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I mean, that's pretty much the Elf City from Lord of the Rings also.
Also that, yeah. But I kind of like the aesthetic
of Hook.
Of That's Hook fair. More so than, like, the fancy elven stuff in Lord of the
Yeah,
Rings.
Yeah, it's more scrappy.
Yeah.
Okay, so they discover a place. I mean, is it abandoned? Is it occupied?
It is occupied. They managed to get in and out without, if they were discovered, they didn't get harmed. Mm-hmm. Maybe they were observed as much as the kid was observing the surroundings.
Right. Do we know if, like, what they look like? What they just, who occupies it?
No, the kid didn't see anyone there, but there was evidence of people living there.
Like someone's breakfast was on the table.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But, like, when the kid was looking, couldn't find anyone.
Got it. Okay. Beautiful. It is now my turn. I got the King of Spring. I'm both the Queen and the King of Spring. A young boy starts digging in the ground and discovers something unexpected. What is it? Or, an old man confesses to past crimes and atrocities. What has he done? I think the old man confessing is sort of thematically appropriate. So, yeah, there is an old human man. He's altered. Like, he's, like, amphibious. He has, like, gills and stuff. And he mentions that he used to be on,
America's Next Top Model.
Yes. No, he used to be in Morpholomew's army.
Oh.
Yeah, he was originally on Morpholomew's side because he didn't like the way that normies treated altered people, and he kind of bought into the propaganda that, you know, we sort of needed to overthrow the normies to, start a new kind of world order rather than coexist with them. So he was like a high ranking lieutenant in Morpholomew's army and is responsible for, you know, the deaths of a lot of innocent people. And yeah, he definitely makes the community uneasy about this individual. However, he's also, you know, an elderly gentleman with a lot of knowledge and experience. So it's not like we can just like get, you know, cast him out, but people are definitely uncomfortable with this man. Who, you know, for some people may have been responsible for the destruction of their homes. So, yeah. Start a project, because we don't have any going on. Well, Ela, your little house is so cool.
Thank you. I made it up on the spot.
Ooh. True artist.
Can somebody remind me, does drawing the king end all seasons, or just
the last winter one?
Okay, just the rest of them you play through all 13 cards.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah, there is a summer card that cuts summer that you like discard cards from summer, but right. Yeah, but that's the only thing like that. Okay, I feel like we've been really alligator focused, but that does sort of seem like the spring subplot, right? Is like the alligator subplot, crocodile.
Mm-hmm.
Subplot.
Yeah, yeah, it's the entry level to the series. What is this weird show with all the alligators? And then by season 3, you're crying because the alligator mayor died.
Yeah. I see that the alligator mayor is starting to have like a tragic divorce plot line like late season 2. I'm already weeping, baby.
Hell yeah.
Fuck. Okay.
I love us.
Yeah. We are beautiful. Okay, I think that the neighborhood watch is going to, declare war on the alligator people. Damn. Well, they're not really declare war. They're going to lead like a spec ops mission and attempt to retrieve the pixies securely and get a look at the alligator base in the process. I think it's going to be a one weeker, you know, the plan and execute this extraction.
Great plans. You got 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pixie heist. They're going to heist back the pixies.
Pixie heist. Yep.
Yep.
That's right.
Got it.
And that's my turn. It's back to my better half.
Heck yeah. I got the jack.
Okay.
Okay. I either see a good omen, what is it? Or I see a bad omen, what is it?
It's a dead pixie.
I'm going to say that this little area to the southwest maybe is getting bigger.
Okay. Someone seemed to have mistakenly drawn the Nine of Springs. So that's just going to be our next card. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, that's me. And I think I come next in the alphabet anyway. So I'm just
going okay, great.
Chill
okay.
on that.
Yeah, so this area is getting bigger. We don't really know why.
Which area?
This black circle, I forget what it is, like a curious.
Oh, shit, the crops, the no crop zone?
Yes.
The no crop circle.
Yes.
Yes.
So it's getting, it's expanding and we don't know what's happening.
Okay, so the omen is that got bigger.
Yes.
Did you make it bigger on the map?
I am, that layer's locked.
Okay, well, you can just draw a bigger circle over it.
Okay, I'll do that. Yeah, I want to start a discussion about that. We've got a concerned citizen calling a town meeting.
Okay, well, real quick, phase two of the turn is actually the project's completing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, ICE is going to go to completion, so I got to say how that turned out real quick. So I'm going to say they get the help of this old man who's like a war criminal. Because he's amphibious, and he's a war criminal, so obviously he knows what he's doing. They have, like, metal-tipped spears, because they use parts from the bicycle to make metal-tipped spears. And they go underwater, and they try to exfiltrate these pixies. Weirdly enough, when they get there, they don't see any evidence of the crocodile people. But there is... The pixies were told that they need to leave an offering in this underground. Their base is the underground part of their lake that Ela drew. And so they need to leave an offering. So they leave their spears behind and take the pixies, because the pixies assure them if they do not leave an offering, the crocodiles will know.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So now we gave the crocodiles weapons.
Yes, that's correct.
Great. We took their bicycle and made it into weapons.
And then gave it back to them. Yeah.
You're welcome.
This is going to be perfect.
However, during their weeks of captivity, one of the pixies has actually become fluent in their language, mm-hmm. which is only like three letters and like four sounds, so it's pretty easy to become fluent in. So if we ever need to communicate with the crocodiles, we do have a translator.
I would think it would be hard to become fluent in it, right? Like,
there's got to be a lot of nuance to it if there's only that many sounds.
Well, because, like, I'm thinking of, like, I am Groot. Like, that's impenetrable, right?
Yeah,
and
you're
that's
right.
Very well, simple. So this, all I'm saying is this pixie is brilliant. This is our linguist pixie.
This pixie is actually Rocket Raccoon.
Uh-huh. It's an awfully large, pudgy pixie, and you never see them flying.
No.
Like Destiny.
Sound a lot like Bradley Cooper. It is... Still Crimson's turn. Okay, your third part of your turn, my love.
Yes, so now I want to start a discussion. A concerned giant, you know. Mm-hmm. I love my food, and I'm really concerned about this area that's growing where we can't grow food. And so my discussion question is, should we join together and explore that area, see what's going on?
Okay, so we go in alphabetical order from Crimson, so that's going to be SA.
A halfling at the back of the gathering place says, nope, that shit's spooky. I think we should leave. I think this is a sign we should leave the glade.
Leave and go where? Is what this haughty elf person says. Where should we go? How come we don't know if it's not going to spread?
Claudio, the beautiful human man, half-elf man, I believe, looks to whoever just spoke and says, I think you're correct, and I will happily lead an expedition into this scary zone if people will follow me.
Does the giant get to another say?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then he's going to say, I'll join your crew, Claudio, because I want to get rid of this before it grows too big and then we don't have anywhere else to go.
Okay. Good talk, team.
Okay. And I already drew, accidentally, the Nine of Spring. A charismatic young girl convinces many to help her with an elaborate scheme. What is it? Who joins her endeavors? Start a project to reflect. Or, a charismatic young girl tries to tempt many into a sinful or dangerous activity. Why does she do this? How does the community respond?
Ooh.
She convinces me to befriend the crocodiles.
I think she tempts people into going into the surrounding forest to gather more, to find more medicinal flowers. And that's how the community finds out that the light purple flowers will cure minor wounds and the slightly darker purple flowers will fucking kill you.
Oh, no.
Good to know.
Does the charismatic young girl survive this adventure?
Yes, but her best friend / maybe girlfriend dies.
No.
Tragic.
Did you make tragic lesbians? Why?
You know, I write fanfic and that means that I see a woman, I make her suffer. I see a man, I make him suffer too, but like I Jordan sort of got Claudio out from under me. He was going to be my sinful or dangerous activity.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what happens. So we learn about the flowers, okay? And there're no projects, so you're on to phase 3.
I would like to start a project. Seeing if anything can be reclaimed from the Pixie Tower down in the bottom right of the glade there.
Okay. Sounds good.
Let's give it 4 weeks because of they're researching as they go, and like that part is very slow.
Sure. Maybe we don't have a ton of pixies too, so it's not like a lot of people able to do it, you know? And
we don't exactly have a library. It's not clear that we have housing.
Right. That's true. Mm-hmm. I guess we all have like maybe tents.
Yeah.
We're out of 2 pixies right now.
Yep.
No, they came back. They came back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They were rescued. All right. Okay, it is Ela's turn.
All right. This is such a dangerous game because I just get distracted and want to keep drawing. Okay, hold on. There we go. Now I can draw a card. I got the ace. Mm-hmm. What group has the highest status in the community? What must people do to gain inclusion in this group? Or are there distinct family units in the community? If so, what family structures are common? I think generally, maybe in part because this is like a refugee camp, there's a lot of found family, and there's also a lot of, like, if you're the people you were raised by and any extended family are here and still okay, you like all live together in a sort of hoping to continue to protect each other kind of way. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So found family and big extended family. There you go.
Okay. Sounds good.
Project goes down one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to start a project. This may be a terrible idea, but someone in this community has this idea. Don't ask me who, because I don't know yet. Someone in the community has the idea of, well, if Vasa Natura isn't going to let us in, we got to find a way in.
Mm.
So they are attempting, here, let me put it somewhere else. They are attempting to dig a hole.
Oh my god!
To tunnel into Vasa Natura. And they've specifically tried to align it so that it's somewhat out of view.
Right, okay.
So, tunnel into Vasa Natura is the project. I think this is going to be a long one, mm-hmm. maybe 6 weeks.
Oof, okay.
Because you got to make sure your tunnel is good.
Yeah, yeah.
So it doesn't collapse on you.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we still don't have very many metal tools.
Metal tool.
Right.
Also that, you know?
The wooden shovels keep breaking. That's a whole week of the project.
It really is.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good. Alrighty, it is my turn. The Six of Spring. Are there children in the community? If there are, what is their role in the community? How old are the eldest members of the community? What special needs do they have? I mean, yeah, there are definitely children in the community. I mean, yeah, these are people coming from all over the world. There's all sorts of families here, and a lot of children. You know, in terms of their role in the community, I feel like we're in a situation where everyone who can work kind of has to work because this is, you know, a safe place, but we have to keep surviving. However, I think that, you know, it's not like martial law here. Children are allowed to play, you know, as indicated by the children who climbed in those trees earlier. And also, maybe there's an informal schooling, like to keep some kind of normalcy for the children. So we don't have like a schoolhouse, but there are educated individuals who, you know, hold classes for the students.
Cool, cool, cool.
Projects go down by one. Do that. And then for my action, you know, as much as I do kind of want to explore the scary zone, I think that my action is actually going to be start a project, and I think we need to address the housing situation.
Good idea.
Because, you know, as was kind of discussed, we haven't really built housing. There's the tower, it's only pixie size, and there's the abandoned cabin. But that's only going to hold so many people, and I assume more people are... And the crocodile nest. And I assume more people...
House.
I assume more people are coming into the Glade as they hear about this little community, so we definitely need a place to put them. You know, I assume people have their own personal tents and bedrolls, but that's not going to do, you know, if the weather takes a turn on us, you know. Because who knows how long it'll be before, if ever, we're let into Vasa Natura. So, yeah, my project is just to try to build housing. We have access to a lot of lumber, just not, unfortunately, a lot of tools to do it with. So I think, in particular, the giants are going to try to help with this project because they're more able to accomplish the building of structures easily. So yeah, we're building housing. I'm going to say this is a 5-weeker.
You know what else might be a good idea? Is maybe we should do some mining and try to find metal for tools.
Yes. And then it's Crimson.
Okay, I got 7 of Spring. Mm-hmm. I think this may be one of the last cards.
Yeah, we should be almost done.
Where does everyone sleep? Who was unhappy with this arrangement and why? Or what natural predators roam this area? Are you safe? Let me take a look at the map.
Crocodiles.
True. Those are natural predators.
Although, what if the crocodiles have predators?
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
It's what they need the bicycles for, to run away.
And that's also what you have to sacrifice to.
I would say that there are some type of predators, kind of like bears. They've got the whole four-legged thing going on, but they're slightly bigger than the crocodiles. They're not bigger than the adult giants. So if it's only a couple predators, a couple of these bears, like, we probably could fight them off. But if it were to be like a whole pack, we might be in some trouble.
Okay.
I'm going to say they're going to be like southeast.
All right.
We're in these woods.
Draw me a bear.
Okay.
I'll reduce the projects.
So southeast, they're over by the pixie tower?
Yeah.
Oh, dang, that fish got fancy.
I was about to say my fish is terrible.
Now look at it, it's got fins and shit.
It's got little lips.
Yeah.
Little fishy. Fishy
kissy. People just out here improving all of the art on the map.
I mean, we've made it pretty easy for them to improve.
I tried to add some depth to the water for the crocodile area. I don't know if anyone noticed.
Yeah, I did.
I did.
Alrighty, Crimson. Are you drawing bears or are you just going to do that later? Oh, you're drawing a bear. I see that.
I'm drawing a bear. But that bear, if that's the head of the bear, it's freaking huge. So I'm going to erase that.
Duh, bears.
And then, oh, am I? Is my turn next for...
Yeah. The usual things.
Okay. I'm going to say that my giant friend, let's name them Trenton.
Okay.
Is teaming up with Claudio. And we're going to start a project to investigate that dark area.
Okay. Sounds good.
The no crop zone.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is like a project you're doing. How long do you think it's going to take?
I'll say 2 weeks.
Sounds good. Cool. We finished spring.
All right. Okay.
Summer has arrived, folks. So yeah, as spring comes to a close, our community has a lot to worry about. Giant bears, mysterious, scary no crop zone, poisonous plants, possibly ninjas in the trees, and crocodiles. Of course, the crocodiles that now have spears. So yeah, join us for next episode, and we will see what happens when summer comes. Tavasa Naturna.